This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch.
Hello, I'm Esther Smith. There are several meanings in the English language for the word adoption. One of them is to take into one's family through legal means and raise as one's own child. Last week on Foundations, we considered what it means to be adopted as a child of God. This week, we take that a little further and consider why God has decided to adopt some to be his children. First up, though, here's Psalm 117, put to music by Sons of Korah.
My cry for mercy, because he turned his ear to me. I will call on him. Upon me, I was overcome.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
The psalm you've just heard calls the nations to praise the Lord. And here's Roy to tell us what this has to do with being adopted by God.
We read in the Bible, in verse 5 and 6 of the first chapter of Ephesians, God predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace. Adopted as his sons, adopted as his children. My friend, have you been adopted to be a child of God? Are you one of God's children? Well, the question becomes then, what does it mean to be adopted in this way? And how can I know that I am a child of God? Quite simply, if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you love him and trust that he has forgiven you for not being who you should be, if it is your desire to live for Jesus Christ in humility and obedience as one who belongs to him, then you can say that you are well on the way to knowing that you are a child of God. Then you can say, I have been adopted by God to be one of his children. If you don't believe, if you reject Jesus Christ, then you have not been adopted. You are not a child of God. Well, at least, not yet. But now there's something important to remember here. We have to remember who exactly it is that does the adopting. As I just read from Ephesians 1 verse 5, God predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. If you are a child of God, it is because God predestined you to be adopted. God is the one who has planned who it is that he would adopt. God is the one who has set into motion his plan for history, and his plan included deciding who would receive Jesus Christ and who would not. And the only basis for choosing some and not choosing others, the only reason why some are adopted and some are not, is simply his pleasure and will. It's entirely up to him whom he chooses to be adopted. It is simply a matter of his choice. Now, this is not the easiest thing to understand, but it has to be stressed because it's crucial to remember that ultimately no one can be a Christian because of their own efforts. If you are a believer, it is only because of God's mercy. As Romans 9 verse 16 says, it does not therefore depend on man's desire or effort, but on God's mercy. You know, it's so clear in the Bible that believers are saved only because of God's mercy and grace. They are saved only because God has predestined them to be adopted as sons, but still so many Christians act as if their salvation were up to them. How do they do this? Well, how do they look at other people? Some believers develop an attitude of pride. They think, perhaps even only subconsciously, about how they are better than others. They compare themselves to others and think, well, I'm a better person than that non-Christian over there, as if they were the ones who made themselves Christian. My friend, even if you are a Christian, you must remember that left to yourself, you are no better than anyone else. Apart from God's mercy, we are all sinners, worthy of eternal punishment. And the only reason you do not have to go to hell is because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross. The moment you start looking down on others, the moment you start getting an attitude of, well, I'm better than they are, that is the moment when you begin to develop an attitude of pride. And when you do that, then you are acting as if your being a child of God is something you had control over. You know, when a Christian believer comes to realize that the only reason he is a child of God is because of God's wonderful mercy and grace, when he truly knows this in his heart, then his only response can be, thanks be to God for his mercy and his grace. Thanks be to God for his unfailing love. And as we read in the Bible in 1 John 3 verse 1, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. How great is that love of the Father? How great is his awesome power? Praise be to him. By the way, this gets to the reason people are chosen to be adopted, as God's children. As I read earlier from verses 5 and 6 of Ephesians 1, where it says, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ to the praise of His glorious grace. To the praise of His glorious grace, there you have it. The ultimate reason why Christian believers are the way they are, why they have been chosen by God to be believers, to the praise of His glorious grace. Ultimately, people are saved in order that God might be praised. It's not the happiness of Christians, their spiritual well-being, that is most important. Rather, it is God's glory that is most important. My friend, if you are a believer, then when you think of what God has done for you, poor wretched sinner that you are, how can you help but praise Him? God has highly favoured you. He has blessed you with His grace. You have this awesome honour given to you in that you have been highly favoured by God. There can be no response but, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You will want to give all praise and adoration to the God who has saved you. Sadly, though, so often Christians fail to demonstrate that they truly appreciate what it means to be blessed with God's grace. They fail to demonstrate that they truly appreciate what it means to be an adopted child of God. For example, there may be some who consider themselves to be believers, but who have no desire to continue maturing as God's children. They don't want to learn more about what it means to be a Christian. They don't really care about reading their Bible. Prayer isn't important to them. Another way in which Christians truly fail to appreciate what it means to be adopted as children is this. They have no joy. There are some Christians who do not know what it means to celebrate and praise God with joy in their hearts for what He has done for them. They do not revel in God's love. Amazing grace is really not all that sweet a sound to them. My friend, I would encourage you to truly believe in Jesus Christ. And if you do, there's no reason to not have a life characterized by joy. And not that you'll be going around all the time with a silly grin on your face, and not that you'll never know pain and suffering. But ultimately, God's grace will make your heart sing. My friend, if you are adopted to be a child of God, it is so that God may be praised. Pray to Him that He may make you His child. Give thanks to Him for His glorious grace. He is in charge. He has adopted His children. He has predestined their salvation in order that He may be praised. Praise the Lord.
That was Roy de Vries reading edited material written by Reverend Jim Klasinger. Maybe you and your family say grace before a meal. But what other important meanings does the word grace have? Please join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. when we'll be considering this further. For now though, from the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.